Oh, Cecil, stop a minute. Let's look in this window.
Oh, come on, Sally. You don't want a window shop.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
But I do, Cecil. I love to look at things in windows.
Well, what do you want to look at shoes for?
Because they're pretty.
You don't want to look at shoes.
Why do you keep saying I don't want to do things that I do want to do?
Oh, all right. Take a good look.
Oh, Cecil, did you see those people look?
Yeah. What about it?
Did you see them smile?
They weren't smiling at us.
They were, too. Don't you know why?
Why?
They thought we were...
Now, here. Don't you say that they think that we're newlyweds.
Well, they do, Cecil. Isn't that funny? I can always tell that smile.
Oh, rats. They do not. Why should they?
Because we're looking in windows together.
Come on. Come on. We're not stopping to window shop.
Oh, wait just a minute, Cecil. Oh, isn't that a cute pair of slippers? Oh.
Oh, come on, Sally.
Cecil, don't pull my arm.
Please, Sally. Let's get to where we parked the car.
We have lots of time.
Oh, gosh.
Cecil, what is the price on those slippers over there in the corner of this window?
Can't you see the price card?
No. You're taller than I am. What does it say?
Oh, well, what pair do you mean? That one in the corner with a bow on it?
No, those there. See them?
I don't know which ones you mean.
Well, I'm pointing at them.
Well, I can't tell what you're pointing at. What color are they?
They're maroon. What does it say on them?
What do you mean, maroon?
I mean maroon. Oh, Cecil, right in the corner there.
Oh, those?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you say red? How did I know what you meant?
Well, will you please see if you can tell the price on them?
It says, $8 on the card.
Are you sure?
Oh, of course, I can read.
Oh, I don't think so much of them.
Are you going to get a pair like that?
Oh, no. I just wanted to know how much they were.
Come on, Sally. We've seen all these shoes.
All right. I should think you'd like to look at different things.
Not girls' shoes.
But you should be interested in everything. Cecil, it broadens you.
What do I want to broaden for?
So you'd be a man.
I'd like to know what I am, then.
Well, you act like a baby.
Well, I should get enthusiastic about an old pair of shoes.
You should.
Now, here, don't stop and look in this window, too.
Oh, just for a minute, Cecil. Be nice.
Oh, all right. Take a good look. All right, you've looked. Let's move on.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
I know. I'm killing. Let's go.
Cecil, I haven't even looked at it yet.
Well, don't waste so much time.
Oh, isn't that a sweet dress? Oh, Cecil.
Yeah, it's a honey. Come on.
And look at the one behind it, Cecil. Just look at it.
Huh. Why don't they get intelligent-looking wax models to put these dresses on?
Whoever looks at the dummies anyhow.
Well, I do. You know, if I ever saw a person that looked like that, why, I'd run.
Cecil, do you like that, gathered effect there on the side?
Yeah, it's hot. Come on.
I don't think I like it.
Make up your mind and let's beat it.
Cecil, do you see that black velvet dress?
Yeah.
Do you think that would look nice on me?
Not if you stood the way that thing is posed.
Cecil, quick, let's go.
Wait a minute. Wait, Sally. Look, there's a window dresser. Let's watch him.
Oh, please, let's go.
Oh, I want to watch him fix these models.
Oh, please, Cecil, he's going to undress them.
Well, what of it? They're just wax figures.
I know, but they look awful. Please, Cecil.
Oh, look, Sally. Hey, here, come back here. Wait a minute. Oh, all right, I'll go.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Cecil.
Oh, what a dumb thing to get embarrassed over.
Please, let's let the matter drop.
All right, all right, all right.
There aren't many people on the street tonight, are there?
You're the one that wanted to stop anyhow.
Please, now, let's don't talk about it.
Well, I can't see anything shocking about a wax dummy and BVDs or whatever you call them. Oh, I think they're funny.
Cecil, if you say another word, I'll walk on alone.
If you do, I'll start singing at the top of my voice.
I'll make out like I'm not with you.
I'll follow you anyhow and sing Ramona as loud as I can, and people look at you.
I dare you to.
All right. Ramona, I hear
Cecil,
the mission bells above.
Cecil, please. Oh, stop.
Ramona!
Cecil! Please, I've never been so humiliated. My goodness, are you crazy?
Well, you dared me to.
Sometimes you're the most impossible person I've ever seen.
Maybe you haven't been around much.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you. I'm mad now.
Fine. Where do we park the car? If you don't answer me, I'll start singing again.
I don't remember.
Well, it's up here someplace. Are you still mad?
Yeah. I'm never going downtown at night with you again.
Oh, what a big storyteller you are. You know you will.
I will not.
You want an ice cream cone?
No.
Oh, how can you resist me?
With the utmost ease.
Ooh, that was a fast one.
Maybe you'll keep still now.
Oh, no. I want to look at some more windows.
No, thanks.
Oh, please.
I'm not interested.
Wait a minute. Look, here's a men's furnishing store.
Well, what of it?
I want to look at the suits and ties.
No, I won't stop.
Oh, you won't? Would you like to hear me sing again?
All right, then, I'll stop.
Thank you, Sally. Oh, you're so sweet.
You're not welcome.
I keep the change. Oh, Sally, do you like that gray suit in the corner?
No.
You should show some interest. It broadens you. Do you think it would look good on me?
No.
Oh, you don't like gray.
Yes, but I wouldn't like anything on you.
Tut, shame on you, Sally.
Cecil, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
Oh, I wish I were home.
Wait. I haven't seen it all. What do you think of that blue suit? I said, what do you think of that blue suit? Have you ever heard Ramona?
I don't like blue suits.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were deaf for a minute.
I wish I were. Then you could sing your head off for all I care. I'm going to get even with you for this, Mr. Cecil.
Oh, do you think I would look good in a red suit, Sally? I mean, maroon?
Yes, I'd like to see you in one.
Sally, you know, you ought to stay mad all the time.
I intend to, Mr. Cecil. Oh,
you know, the madder you get, the cuter you get, honest. Hey, don't, Sally. Now stop hitting me.
Oh, Cecil, I could kill you.
Help, now let up. I'll be good. Stop. Leave me alone now.
I ought to pull your hair out. I'm so mad because I couldn't stay mad.
All right. We're all set. Let's go home. The car's down this way. And a nice time was had by all at the end of the day.